Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Monday, and we are here, the Locked On Eagles podcast. We have to take time to discuss this game, the Eagles and the Seahawks. I'm Teron Davenport, your host, and you are now tuned into the Locked On Eagles podcast. And first things first, we have to take a look. Man, tough day for Nelson Aguilar. He had the illegal formation penalty as well as the drop across the middle. It is really time for him to really dig deep and find a way to fight through this mental hurdle that he's going over. And it's a tough situation for the guy. I talked to him in the locker room afterwards, and you know, he's trying to stay positive and keep a solid mindset, but it's tough. You know, when you're going through this type of issue, you know, the guy's a first round draft pick. He knows that there's a lot of pressure on him to succeed, and ironically, a lot of the pressure that he's under is coming from himself. You know, he talked about, you know, not being selfish and being too concerned about catching the football and just letting the game come to him. That's what he has to do. And, you know, football is a purely reactionary kind of sport where, you know, not even reactionary, where it's just a thing that you just have to allow to happen. You know, when you're playing football, you have to make sure that, you know, the game just flows naturally. And right now it's not flowing that way for Aguilar. The penalty on the illegal formation, that was just a pure concentration issue. He admitted that he failed to check and make sure that he was lined up on the ball. You have a line judge there, and you just check with him. You kind of put your hand out to him, and you know, in a gesture to ask if you're good, and they will tell you if you're not lined up. Ironically, you know, there were coaches on the sideline imploring Aguilar to move up to get on the ball, and unfortunately he wasn't. He said that he was trying to survey the defense instead of asking the referee, the line judge, about being onside, so to speak, and that ended up negating a big time touchdown by Zach Ertz. You know, a lot of people criticize Zach Ertz for not being able to get the yards after the catch, but he definitely generated those yards after the catch, and 50 plus yards, the tight end screen. It was a perfect play call, caught Seattle in a blitz on the third down, and they were had the trips to the top of the field, and opposite side you had Zach Ertz, and it was excellent. It was blocked very well. Jason Kelce was able to escort him to the end zone. You know, Zach Ertz is in the end zone. He spun the ball. Then they turned around and they saw that it was called back. Really unfortunate situation, but that's how it works, you know, sometimes in this league. An excellent play just goes forgotten because of poor execution. And, you know, when you look at this game of football, it's like tumblers to a lock. You know, there are a series of things that have to go right in order for a play to be to happen the way that did. And unfortunately, one of the most fundamental things in lining up was not adhered to. Aguilar is definitely struggling. You know, he had the pass across the middle, the crosser, and he was wide open, and it was a second down, and you know, it would have been a big play in the game, but he dropped it. And I really think that what he's doing is he's thinking about not dropping the football instead of thinking about catching it. And that's something that Josh Huff had been going through as well. And Huff shared with me that he went to a sports psychologist. We wrote about that on the Eagles Wire. And I think that's something that Aguilar really needs to consider, because, you know, when it comes to ability, it's all there. There are no limitations as far as what he could do athletic-wise. But it's all in the mind. If you cannot play football and dominate mentally, you're not going to be successful. And that's what's happening with him. So, end of the day, Aguilar had a tough game. But, You know, you just got to keep fighting through it. Carson Wentz said that they're not going to, give up on him. Doug Peterson said they're going to continue to love on him. Jordan Matthews has some interesting comments as well. He explained how, you know, the first round label is really shortening him of time. You know, it's not allowing him to develop at the pace that he develops. And that's something I've been saying over and over again. You have these receivers, you know, like Amari Cooper, Odell Beckham Jr., even Jordan Matthews, for that matter, who have found a degree of success initially, and that has caused, you know, everyone to look at receivers as microwave type of, with a microwave mindset. And, I mean, you look at guys Jordy Nelson that didn't find success until, you know, their third, fourth year in the NFL. It's just the way it works sometimes. Look at Michael Crabtree. You know, it took him so long to blossom into a guy who was once considered one of the best wide receiver prospects. I mean, for heaven's sake, Jerry Rice was not successful initially. He had issues dropping the football his first year. So it's just something that happens, and they're just going to continue to work through it. But they're going to be back Monday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers. It's going to give you a great opportunity to see your Eagles team. And I tell you what, SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in or at the game, because you are in the game when you're an Eagles fan. You have a chance to influence the game. But there's nothing like being there for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's field level, 50-yard line, club seats, or even upper level. I personally use the SeatGeek app. This past weekend, you know, I got tickets to the Washington versus Arizona State game. Got great seats. Couldn't be happier with the app. You know, I have it on my phone, and I actually downloaded the tickets while I was on the train on my way to Husky Stadium. What an experience. I had a great time there. But, you know, that's the whole thing about SeatGeek. You could be anywhere, and with just a few taps, you can instantly find seats for this weekend's game or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket, because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, you guys, my listeners, get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on the tickets, all you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add promo code, enter promo code LOEAGLES. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOEAGLES today. Now, back to this game. When you look at the defense, you know, this was one of those games that really shows the importance of getting home when you're getting pressure on the quarterback. Russell Wilson, you know, he's a guy that's just like Houdini as far as escaping the pocket and making plays downfield. He did an excellent job of that in the 19-yard touchdown to Jimmy Graham. And those type of plays, man, I'm telling you, they break a defense. I mean, you got a guy who, you know, you think that you have him in the crosshairs and are about to sack him, and he breaks loose and just launches the ball downfield. I don't know that there's a better freelance quarterback in the NFL. To be honest with you, and this is not just saying that after watching him, I've thought this way for a long time. There aren't many quarterbacks in the NFL I would take over Russell Wilson. And he really showed yesterday what he's able to do as far as impacting the game and doing everything. And I tell you what, even though Doug Baldwin and Tyler Lockett, those guys are good receivers, but he's doing what he's doing without an Odell Beckham Jr., a Dez Bryant, you know, an A.J. Green, one of those dominant receivers. And that just, it says a lot for what Russell Wilson is able to do. And man, I tell you, he was a major factor, and he is so difficult. He warrants the defense to really play differently different from, you know, how they normally do. You know, you always have to account for him stepping up in the pocket, scrambling backwards, and just finding throwing lanes. And he's just a fundamentally sound quarterback that, like I said, brings that freelance part of it to him as well. And it's just hard to stop him. But you have to give kudos to the Seahawks as overall. You know, you have guys like C.J. Procise, who had an excellent run. Jalen Mills, you know, he's someone that I think has to be called out in this game. He had a tough game. You know, two different times early in the game, he got shook. He missed tackles, and one of them was an open field tackle that would have led to a touch. You know, would have stopped the touchdown, and ended up being a 70-plus yard touchdown, 72 yards, as a matter of fact, by Procise, who was hurt in the game. So. Defensively, you know, they have to step up. They have to get it together. Obviously, you know, Russell Wilson, like I said, is a different creature. But I tell you what, you're going to have a similar guy on Monday Night Football next week, you know, in Aaron Rodgers. So he's another one that can create and you know, find ways to get the ball downfield after escaping pressure and the turmoil in the pocket. So make no mistake about it, this Eagles defense is going to be tested next week. But, you know, before we get into that, you know, we'll do that later this week. You know, we have to go back to the offense and look at what's going on with the running back situation. You have two guys in Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles. We don't know their injury status yet. Doug Peterson, when he came to the podium, he wasn't, you know, aware of where they stood either. But Wendell Smallwood, I think it's time for the Wendell Smallwood era to begin. Smallwood is someone who I've, you know, preached about being a very good inside runner. He had 13 carries, 48 yards. You know, he had an 18-yard run. He was able to get downhill and bang it between the tackles as well. He showed his ability against a very aggressive and physical Seahawks defense. I think this game is a good launching point for him. And at some point, he has to continue to get the football. And I think that he's going to evolve into the dominant back for the Eagles. But all in all, 26-15 loss. And, you know, the chemistry is coming along between Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz. So that's a positive. For Nelson Aguilar, he was able to come back late in the game and make a catch, you know, on a two-point conversion. And obviously, it was too little too late. But still, it's something to build on. And at this point right now, when you're a Nelson Aguilar, you have to just grasp onto anything that gives you positive momentum. It's just the way it goes. You know, this game of football is a very humbling sport, and it's a very exhilarating sport as well. So you're seeing both sides, you know, on one play, as a matter of fact, with that illegal formation. You know, he has the Zach Ertz, you know, finally breaking through and getting those yards after catch that he's been criticized for. But Nelson Aguilar doing more of the same, having concentration lapses. So it's this game, you know, it gives you both sides of the emotional spectrum. And it's just unfortunate this Eagles team is on the low side right now. But things get positive. You know, there's plenty of football left to be played, as Doug Peterson said. And he pointed to the locker room and he said that it's a confident locker room and they're not giving up. So that's the thing you have to hang your hat on. They are not giving up. There's still more football. You know, there's weeks left, you know, over a month left in the season. And you got three games within the NFC, obviously, within the NFC East, that is. And obviously, you know, the Dallas Cowboys are sitting pretty as far as the division's concerned, but you never know what could happen. That's the show, folks. We did this show from the airport, Seattle Airport. That's just how we do. You know, we go through it all to get the show to. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. I apologize for the background airport noise, but hey, better that than no show. So I'm Teron Davenport. You just listened to the Locked On Eagles podcast. Be sure to tune in on iTunes, Audio Boom. Follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, as well as theeagleswire.usatoday.com.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.